Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mix 94.1. Be like that. Kane Brown, Sway Lee, and Khalid on Mercedes in the morning at 9:15. I used that line last night, that line, be like that, at dinner, because I was so hangry last night. Like, it right around 3:30, I could tell I was starting to get hungry. I knew it was going to be a couple hours before we ate, and so we got home, got our workout out of the way, and it's time to eat. And everyone was, I hate using this word because it's such an old-fashioned word, but I don't know how else to describe it. They were all lollygagging. You know what that is? Just like doing their own thing. And I'm sitting there at the table, like, ready to eat. And they're all lollygagging. Someone's putting their books away. And Matt's doing this at the counter. And I just finally go, and they all stopped and looked at me. I'm like, can we just eat? Because I always wait for everyone. And they sat down. And my daughter goes, man, you're hungry. And I go, sometimes it be like that. I just started eating. It was so funny. I get so, I usually don't get hangry. I usually eat before I get to that point, but I just got to that point yesterday, and I was so crabby until I finally ate, and then I felt fine. I was perfectly happy after that.
When you get hangry and you're sitting there and the food is in front of you, it's torture, and you got to sit there and wait, and you're doing the nice thing of waiting for your family to join everyone at the dinner table, and you're just staring at that food. Oh, it seems like eternity waiting to get into that stuff.
I like how they decide this is the perfect time for me to go to the bathroom, to reorganize my books, to go and clean out the junk drawer. Is there like a little thing like that that'll just set you off? And again, I usually don't get to that point. I should have had a snack or something in the afternoon, but I didn't. So by the time it was time for dinner, I was just starving.
For me, when it comes to food, I've been hangry before plenty of times, but I just don't like sharing stuff. And my wife will come over all the time. Oh, what'd you get? Oh, it's chicken salad. Can I try a piece? And she'll come in and take a little tiny piece, or I'll ask my wife, hey, I'm going to Flower Child to get something. Are you hungry? No, I'm fine. And I'll get something and come home with it. Oh, what'd you get? A wrap? Oh, can I try it? It's like, no, this is my food. I'm hungry. You get your own stuff. It's so rude of me, but I get so possessive of my food when I'm eating. I'm like a dog. You ever try to take the food away from a dog?
Yes, and they start growling at you. I think you should start getting just doubles of whatever it is you're getting, because if she wants some, then it's right there. It's ready for her. If she doesn't want some, now you have leftovers. So it's a win-win situation for you either way.
That is a good point. Then there's extra food for me too if she's not hungry.
And if I'm hangry, you can let me have it. It works either way.
Hangry is so funny too. You just get that, you just crash and you get that food and you're ready to go.
Yeah, I think it's funny because I only get hangry like when there's certain things I'm about to eat. If it's a junk food, I don't get hangry. But if it's something like I feel that my body needs, like I was eating salmon and broccoli last night, and so I felt like my body needed that protein from the salmon. Do you ever feel like kind of weak, like you're not getting enough protein, and then you eat it, and then all of a sudden you're like little Mario who eats the mushroom? You're like, that's how I feel when I get like that, and that's when I get hangry.
It's so funny. You see those hangry commercials. You know, you're not yourself when you're hungry, and the person normally turns into Danny DeVito or something, some kind of loud, outspoken, negative character. You turn into Kane Brown.
I do. Sometimes it'd be like that.
It's Mix 94.1. It's Surf Mesa, I Love You Baby on Mix 94.1. It's Mercedes in the Morning.
Mercedes in the Morning's What's Trending on Mix 94.1.
Taylor Swift is trending this morning. So Variety Magazine is reporting that Scooter Braun, he sold the masters of Taylor's first six albums to a private equity company called Shamrock Holdings. He just acquired the catalog only 17 months ago and reportedly got more than $300 million for the catalog. Well, after news of the sale, Taylor tweeted that her team attempted to enter in negotiations with Scooter Braun to get the music back, but he said to even consider negotiating with her. Now, this is not even like an offer. This is for us to talk. She would have to sign a document that would silence her forever before she could even have a chance to bid on her own work. She couldn't say anything negative about him. It all had to be positive, and he wouldn't even quote her a price until she signed that. Well, obviously she didn't. Then she tried to work with this Shamrock group, and they said, We'd love to get you your music back, but unfortunately their contract with him said that he still gets money from the music. So it was just a mess. She said, I have recently begun re-recording my older music, and it has already proven to be both exciting and creatively fulfilling, and I have plenty of surprises in store.
This is interesting. So I was looking up Shamrock Holdings, and it's owned by the Disney family. They're the main investor.
Oh, interesting.
So there's some kind of Disney connections, and then there's another arm of it that goes into Shamrock Broadcasting. They own television radio stations across the country as well. 21 radio stations.
So interesting.
I wonder if their radio stations, moving forward, if they play Taylor Swift, they will play the ones that they own or the new songs that she releases under her new recordings.
Maybe both. Maybe both, just to appease all parties involved. So that is trending this morning. Also trending this morning, Shawn Mendes and Justin Bieber, the long-rumored collaboration from the two singers, is going to be here this week. Shawn made the big announcement on social media yesterday with a video clip of some haunting music. He wrote, #monster, Friday, November 20th, @JustinBieber, next single from Wonder. Now, the two Canadian singers, they both got their start in music by doing covers on YouTube, but one of Shawn Mendes' most popular posts was actually on the platform Vine, if you remember Vine. It was a cover of Justin's As Long As You Love Me that got him discovered and then started his career. So now he's actually working with him.
Do you still have, we talked earlier, looking forward to the song coming out on Friday. I'm sure it's going to be awesome, but just you bring up Vine. And we had a Vine account. Do you still have access to all of our Vines? Or once that Vine went away, poof, sort of the Vine?
It just disappeared, yeah.
We did some fun ones.
I think I have some of them saved, but yeah, I think they just kind of disappeared.
So remember we had Ian Ziering from 90210 in studio, and then we do one with him, and then I remember The Big Show as well was another one we did. I just remember doing a couple funny ones with celebrities that were in studio.
I have that Ian Ziering one somewhere. It's like on one of my phones. It might not be on this phone, but it might be on my last phone and on my computer at home somewhere. I definitely have that one. Finally, this morning, Stovetop is trending. The stuffing company. Yeah, of course it's trending. Thanksgiving's next week. Well, they are releasing a clothing line for Thanksgiving. Instead of going for the obvious choice of comfort this year, they have opted to create formal wear. Yes, stuffing-themed formal wear. The line includes five items: a red velvet dinner jacket with a stuffing lining, some cufflinks, a reversible shawl with a stuffing print, a headband, and a handkerchief with a pocket square. So you can get all fancy, but in a stuffing theme.
Go!
That is Louis Capaldi. Before you go, it's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
And that is it for us. We are out of here. Heather, Nudia, are you on next, Nudia? Is Nudia on next?
No, it's Heather.
It's Heather. Oh, I'm sorry. But Heather is awesome, and she will be on next. So stick around. And right now, it is time for the line of the day.
Listen, closely. There's no podcast today because our recording equipment shut down last night at 7:20 p.m. So we didn't get any of the show this morning. So maybe we'll record us saying there's no podcast today. But yeah, we have zero audio to post. If you subscribe to the podcast, you're not going to get anything today. So sorry about that.
Oh, boy. Sorry, guys. What can we do, you know?
But I was still able to pull something for line of the day. Now, when it comes to countdowns, a lot of us start at 3. Some go longer and start at 5. But for some reason, Mercedes decided to go long form on this countdown.
Okay. Let's do a countdown for you, Heather, in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
Why did I do that? Heather asked me to. That is why I did that. Please.
I didn't. We respect Heather. She was helping us out so much that day, but I didn't hear that. All of a sudden, you started the countdown. I'm like, man, she's going rogue. She's normally a three countdown. Oh, breaking news. We do have the 9 o'clock hour to post for our podcast.
Okay, so what's trending will be on the podcast today.
And also what we did at 9:15.
That's right. We did talk at 9:15.
About?
Stuff.
So we do have a couple things. And this brilliant break is going to be on the podcast. So that'll do it for show number 1304 of Mercedes in the Morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.